Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Made Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called Storybird.ai. And Storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free, there's no credit card required, and kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.
Welcome to Made Up Stories. My name's Oliver.
Go to makedupstories.com to join the Made Up Club.
Yeah.
Okay, Jonah, what do you want to be in tonight's Made Up Story?
A washing machine with legs.
All right, a washing machine that has legs. And Jesse, what do you want?
A trophy that has spikes on it, and it's made out of wood, and half of it is titanium. And when you touch it, your half, like half of your body is titanium, half of it is wood.
Okay, and Jesse wants a trophy to be in the story, and the trophy is really strong and tough. It's hard, and it's made of titanium and wood. And if you touch that trophy, then your body changes and you become made of half titanium and half wood. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse weren't real kids, and they didn't even live in the real world. Jonah and Jesse lived inside of a children's book. And one day, they were in somebody's house, and the mom was reading the story called The Adventures of Jonah and Jesse. And she had a pen in her hand. And the mom put the pen in the book, and she told the kid that she was reading the story to, the story of the adventures of Jonah and Jesse, that she had to go out of the room. And then she put the kid to bed. Later that evening, Jonah and Jesse, they were trapped in the book, but now there was a pen inside the book. And so Jonah grabbed the pen and he started to write on the book. And he saw that his picture could kind of go out of the book. And Jesse also saw that if he held on to the pen that the mom left in the book, that he could go out of the book too. And they were able to write letters. And whatever Jonah and Jesse wrote, well, that came true. So as the kid was sleeping, Jonah and Jesse, they started writing that they should sneak out of the book. And Jonah wrote down those letters, and Jonah and Jesse sneaked out of the book. They were in the floor of the kid's room, and the picture of Jonah and the picture of Jesse was on the carpet of the floor. And Jonah and Jesse, they started sneaking across the carpet to get to the kid's dresser. And it was kind of dark in the room because it was nighttime and the kid was sleeping. And Jonah and Jesse, they were totally out of the kid's book and they were already climbing on top of the dresser. When they got to the top of the dresser, they saw a trophy that the kid had. And the trophy that he had was from gymnastics, and he got first place in a competition. And the trophy was a titanium trophy on the top, and it showed a picture of a person doing gymnastics, a sculpture of a person doing gymnastics. And the bottom of the trophy was wood. It was on a wooden mantle. And Jonah and Jesse, they climbed onto the trophy. And when they touched the trophy, Jonah and Jesse turned into little people that were made out of half titanium, and they had wooden shoes on the bottom. And that's when the kid woke up. And when he woke up from sleep, he turned on the light to his bedroom. And he saw that there was a little Jonah and a little Jesse, and that they were made out of titanium, and that they had wooden shoes on. And he looked at the book on the floor, and he saw that the pen was still in it, but that the pen was in a different position. And the boy figured out what happened, that Jonah and Jesse got out of the book. Because in the book, The Adventures of Jonah and Jesse, it did say there was a secret way for them to sneak out of the book and come alive. And so Jonah and Jesse looked at the boy, and the boy looked at him, at them, and they were all very happy to see each other. And so Jonah and Jesse, they told the boy that he should pick them up. And the boy put Jonah in his right hand and Jesse in his left hand. And then he put Jonah and Jesse on his shoulders, Jonah on the right shoulder, Jesse on the left shoulder. And then the kid walked to his mom's room because it was nighttime. And he told his mom that Jonah and Jesse came out of the book and that they were on his shoulder. And his mom woke up and his mom looked at the boy's shoulders. And his mom said that the boy was making it up and Jonah and Jesse weren't there. But the boy looked down at his shoulders and Jonah and Jesse really were there. His mom just couldn't see it. And that's when Jesse and Jonah whispered in the boy's ear that only kids could see them. Because grown-ups can't see people that are made out of titanium and have wooden shoes. And his mom didn't believe him and thought that he was tricking. But Jonah and Jesse really were there. And so his mom said he had to go back to his room to go to sleep. And she walked him back to his room and she tucked him in to go to sleep. Really, Jonah and Jesse were right by his pillow. And while he was sleeping, Jonah and Jesse, they decided that they would kind of go back to the book where they came from, and they would start writing in the book that their mom and dad should come out of the book also. And so Jonah and Jesse, they walked with their wooden shoes all the way down from where the boy was sleeping, and they went back on the carpet, which was very soft for their big wooden shoes. And they were kind of heavy, so they sunk deeply into the carpet, even though they were so little. And they picked up the book called The Adventures of Jonah and Jesse, and they started writing that their parents should come out. And soon, a picture of Amanda and Steve came out of the book. And the pictures of Amanda and Steve started to walk along the carpet, and Jonah and Jesse told them that they should climb up the dresser, and on top they should touch the trophy from the kids' gymnastics contest. And then his and then Jonah and Jesse's parents, Steve and Amanda, would turn into titanium also and have wooden shoes. And so Steve and Amanda climbed up and they touched the trophy. But when Steve and Amanda touched the trophy, it didn't work. Steve and Amanda turned into two washing machines that had so many legs coming out of them. And when Steve tried to walk, it would be like the whole washing machine would turn around, and each time it turned around, a different leg would have to walk. And Amanda also, they were walking really silly. And so Jonah and Jesse, first they were laughing because they thought it was so silly to watch their parents turn into washing machines that had one that had legs on them and that had to balance as they turned around so fast and hopped on their legs like an ostrich. But all of that noise from the washing machines woke up the kid again. And when the kid woke up and he saw that Jonah and Jesse's parents were there too, and they turned into washing machines, he knew he would have to get his parents again. And so he went out to get his parents. But unfortunately, this time, after he went out to get his parents, when Steve and Amanda were hopping around as the washing machines, they accidentally moved the pen that the kid's mom left in the book. And when they moved the pen, Steve accidentally made it write, and Jonah and Jesse and Steve and Amanda go back in the book. And so, unfortunately, Steve and Amanda and Jonah and Jesse, they turned right back into pictures in the book, and by the time the kid got his mom, they were gone again. And his mom thought he was tricking a second time. But really he wasn't, and really that happened. And Jonah and Jesse and Steve and Amanda lived happily ever after. The end.
My name is Kensho. Thank you for listening to Maked Up Stories. If you want to be part of the club, go to makedupstories.com. Tell your friends.